Celestial Monsters by Aidan Thomas. Read for you by Andre Santana. To Alex Abraham, whose voice, humor, and genius can be heard in every page, this book wouldn't exist without your help. And to Holly West and Emily Settle for making my dreams come true. Prologue. This is where the story begins. Not all gods were created equal. First, Sol shaped the Golds, who were powerful but ruled by vanity. Second, Sol crafted the Jades, but ruled by duty. Third, Sol forged the Obsidians, who were clever but ruled by cruelty. Finally, Sol made humans, who were mortal but capable of boundless joy and passion. Reino del Sol was bountiful with love and light. It didn't last. Sol tasked their godly children to watch over the mortals, to help them thrive. They distributed gifts from fallen stars. In one particularly trustworthy jade, Sol placed the power of good fortune, the ability to turn the tides in his favor. The god, Suerte, worked with Sol and their beloved, Tierra, to shape the world of humans. Suerte showed Agua where to carve the rivers. He guided the estaciones into periods of sun and rain to nourish the crops. He helped Maize teach the mortals to farm, to use the land Tierra provided them. He created a paradise for Sol's mortal children. And for a time, all was good. It didn't last. The Obsidians grew bitter in their temples of black stone, festering in their resentment of Sol's favoritism to the mortals and the imbalanced delegation of godly gifts. They planned to enslave their human wards, to steal Sol from the earth and rule over the chaos that remained. They brought forth great creatures to terrorize the land Suerte had worked so hard to protect. All he had helped build was brought to ruin. And so, fortune fell. A new god rose from the ashes. Mala Suerte, bad luck. A deity made to fight back. He rode out with the Golds in battle and razed the Obsidian cities to the ground. When Sol gave their life to trap the traitor gods beneath the earth, the Golds and the Jades devised a system to keep the stones of Sol's flesh lit. They would call it the Sunbearer Trials. It was a chance for children of the gods to show their worth. It didn't last. Chapter 1. Shio.
Don't you get it? I don't need your help. I don't want you to save me. I am Obsidian, and this is our revenge.
Shio spat his final declaration as he was swallowed by the nebulous dark Gauss had conjured. The rush of wind howled in Shio's ears as he flailed, untethered and falling endlessly. The air was sucked from his lungs, and for a brief, disorienting moment, Shio thought he might suffocate. And then it was like someone flicked on the lights. He landed hard on his back. He had a second to register their new location, wet stone soaking into the back of his shirt, the smell of damp moss and the relieving cool of being deep underground, the throbbing in his right hand, before the world exploded with movement all around him. Ocelo was the first to launch, their claws extended and aimed directly at Venganza's face. The tall, goat-headed god sighed as though he found this all incredibly dull and flicked his wrist, backhanding Ocelo with such force it sent them flying head over heels. Auristella shouted. Unlike Ocelo, she had taken a moment to assess her surroundings before charging into action, which, Shio reflected, was to be expected. Her gold jewelry sparked in firelight as she sent a massive wave of flames careening toward Venganza, Chaos, and Chupacabra from behind. Shio hadn't spent months of his life learning all her tricks to fall for that now.
Watch out,
he cried, scrambling to his feet. But he didn't need to. Gauss threw out their midnight blue hand and Auristella.